Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy.
Get ready to get fit.
Get ready to take charge of your health.
Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier.
It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind.
For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Early in the week edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for stopping by. And a lot going on. Gonna have a wonderful guest in the second hour. Dr. Mae Shunney will be with me, and like her a lot, you'll see. Awfully smart, knows her stuff, practicing clinician, has a lot to say. And so tune in for that second hour. And by the way, if you miss a show or a segment or a series of shows, everything's archived. Visit the LTN archives at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule. You'll find my articles in the Resource Center under Health and Wellbeing Monthly. Pardon me. This Friday, programming reminder, I will be in Temple Terrace. I'm here in Tampa, Florida, so I'll be in Temple Terrace, and we'll be broadcasting the show live. The show does originate out of Tampa, Florida. For those of you who catch it in other places and you're new to the show, this is the origination of the broadcast. That you'd like to know. Today, by the way, is the first day of summer. But here in Tampa and other parts of Florida, we've been celebrating summer for months. I was walking into the studio across the lot, and it's off that asphalt into the lot. I mean, it had to be over. I could just feel it had to be over 100 degrees. Unbelievable. First day of summer. We're off. And nevertheless, I will be, hot or not, in Temple Terrace this Friday. We'll have a lot of prizes and giveaways as usual. Stop by. It's up on Fowler Avenue. It's on the opposite side of the street up from the Museum of Science and Industry, MOSI. It's catty corner to it. A couple doors down on this little plaza. There's a Starbucks in there. There's an income tax place. A couple of restaurants and whatnot. So not hard to find. And if you need directions, go to my website at letstalknutrition.com. Look for schedule of events off to your right. Click on that link and that'll just look for the live broadcast, and that'll get you to a place where you can get the directions and the phone number to the store. That'll be this Friday. I look forward to it. John and Sophia are there, so we'll be visiting with them. This morning, I was in my office getting ready for today's show, and I always have radios and TVs on, listening for news and whatnot, and different talk shows, always paying attention to what's going on in the popular culture and in the media and whatnot, always trying to stay dialed in. And just so happened I had one TV on, and it was Dr. Oz was on. Before I say anything further, I should tell you that I am a big fan of Dr. Oz. I think that he does a remarkably good job in promoting health and nutrition. He's sensible. Don't find him to be a crackpot. I think he's very genuine and sincere. He's doing his best in every way that he knows how to promote good health through good living and good nutrition, in a word, and much more. He has, his show is good. He does very well No question. I'm a big fan. So today, as I was in my office, I could hear I could hear Dr. Oz talking, and he had a guest on, and this particular guest disagrees with Dr. Oz on everything. In fact, those aren't my words. That's how the show was promoted. This man who thinks that everything Dr. Oz says is wrong. And if you do a Google search on that, Dr. Oz and the man who thinks everything Dr. Oz says is wrong, you'll find that there are three parts to the interview. Now, the guy he interviewed is a fellow by the name of Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S. And he's written a book, Why We Get Fat. And first of all, I admire Dr. Oz for bringing on a guest who disagrees with virtually, and I mean, that's the way they build it. And I think that was in part a little hyperbolic. I don't think the man disagrees with everything Dr. Oz says, but darn near. But nevertheless, I thought it was pretty good natured of Dr. Oz to invite Gary Taubes on. And Gary Taubes turns out to be, you know, I mean, he was okay. I mean, he wasn't rude. He wasn't confrontational. He has an argument to make. And essentially, his argument is that the way he eats, I would never eat that way. Dr. Oz was sharing his diets the way I eat. I couldn't sustain myself on this diet that Gary Taubes is talking about. His argument in a word and why we get fat is that Dr. Oz has, and I apparently too, have it all wrong. And we have it all wrong because according to that author, a diet high in fat and protein is the way to go. And if you eat a diet high in fat and protein, you're not going to gain weight. And that the problem with the obesity epidemic, the overweight and obesity epidemic, it's inspired, fueled by, created, whatever way you want to say it, by a diet consisting of fruits and vegetables, which are carbohydrates. A plant-based diet. Well, okay, so that's the setup. Now, a couple of observations on my part. Number one, Dr. Oz was woefully unprepared. I don't know what the hell his staff is doing, but they needed to prepare him better. And I was a little surprised. He pushed back on Gary Taubes. He pushed back on, he told me he disagreed with him. He, in fact, tried that author's diet for one day. It was pretty funny. It was entertaining. Dr. Oz said he even got constipated from this diet. It was dreadful. I mean, I couldn't eat like that. Start off the morning with bacon and eggs. Yo! And got worse from there on. Afternoon snack, salami and cheese. At one point, Dr. Oz took a piece of salami, rolled it up, took a piece of cheese. He said, the salami, this is your artery. And then he pushed the cheese through the salami. He said, and this is the cholesterol building up in your artery. I mean, it was funny. If you want to catch this interview, it's in three parts. Just Google it, Dr. Oz and the man who disagrees with Dr. Oz on everything. Just type in something like that and you'll find it. It's humorous. And I don't know. I was disappointed in the way Dr. Oz addressed this guy's argument. This is one of the men. And Dr. Oz at one point said, he said, I'm not going to let you leave this show today with leaving the idea for people watching, millions of people watching, that it's okay to eat a diet high in saturated fat. he did say that, and he tried to make his argument as to why that's not a good idea. So that's what I'm going to address in this first hour. A high-fat diet, is it healthy or unhealthy? Now, there are a lot of people walking around saying, oh, you know what? Eat as much saturated fat as you want. I have never been a proponent of that point of view. I disagree with it. I've always disagreed with it, both on a scientific level, and when I look at the data, and on a personal level. When I eat a diet like that, I feel horrible. I mean, horrible. So, we're going to talk about a high-fat diet. Is it healthy or unhealthy? And if I were working for Dr. Oz, I would have given... I mean, there are so many things he could have said that he didn't. Why he did, I have no clue. Be right back.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
What better way to begin the new year than to stock up on the exclusively natural, plant-based Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer? An instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods, Vega is packed with complete protein, fiber, omegas-3s and 6s, antioxidants, probiotics, and meets the 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals. Formulated by Brendan Brazier, vegan, professional Ironman triathlete, and author, Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer promotes optimal health and increases energy and stamina. Visit myvega.com for complete nutritional information. That's myvega.com. Let Vega jumpstart your new year. Whole food goodness with fast food convenience. Available at health food stores in your area.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
I'm Dr. Michael Murray. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk with you about PGX, a truly revolutionary natural product that works perfectly to help get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult. PGX is a clinically proven way to help people to achieve their ideal body weight that is safe and natural. PGX leads to a dramatic reduction in the glycemic index of any food or meal. It also ultimately causes the release of compounds that achieve two important goals in weight loss. One, telling your brain that you're satisfied so you eat less, and two, improving the action of the hormone insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, it's not your fault. You just need the tremendous support that PGX can provide. For more information on making your weight loss dream a near effortless reality, please go to PGX.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. High-fat diets, healthy or unhealthy? Context for my conversation with you this first hour is the interview that Dr. Oz did today with Gary Tobbs, author of Why We Get Fat, somebody that I agree with Dr. Oz. I totally and vehemently disagree with Gary Tobbs. I just do not subscribe to that point of view. One of the assertions that he made, Gary Tobbs did was that amount of calories doesn't make any, and that how much exercise or how much you move your body doesn't make a difference. Well, that's indefensible. However you're getting your calories, there are only three macronutrients. Well, I'm going to try to take each assertion. There were two main assertions that Gary Tobbs made. One, that how many calories you consume and whether or not you exercise is not contributing, whether people do that, what kind of calories they consume and whether or not they exercise or move their bodies has nothing to do with the overweight and obesity epidemic. That borders on being moronic to say that, in my opinion. And I don't want to get into an ad hominem attack. I want to address his arguments. But that assertion, I don't know how he defends that. That was his first assertion. His second major assertion was that people gain weight because it's all about an insulin imbalance. And he asserted that it's carbohydrate diets, fruits and vegetables, that promote insulin resistance. Those are his two main assertions. I will address both of them during this first hour and maybe then some. Dr. Oz, I was a bit surprised, did not push back very hard on the first assertion, which was kind of how many calories you consume and whether or not you exercise or not doesn't make a difference. He didn't push back on that. If you read my series on the overweight and obesity epidemic in America, part 3, The Immediate Cause, you will find what my point of view is, that diet and exercise and calorie, the amount of calories you consume in terms of diet and exercise have everything to do, have a lot to do with gaining weight. And the research is, I mean, there are thousands of studies to support the idea that how many calories you consume, what kind of calories you consume, and how much you move your body make a difference in whether or not you're going to gain weight or not. I mean, there was no pushback from Dr. Oz on that. None that of any meaning that I saw, unless they're going to show. I didn't get a chance to see what they're showing on the internet, the three parts. But a calorie, you know, is a, if you read my article, I tell you what a calorie is. It's simply the amount of heat required to increase the temperature of 1 liter of water 1 degree Fahrenheit. And it's a measure of energy. And this is how we measure it. A calorie is a unit of heat reflecting the energy value of food. That's what it is. Now, keep in mind that carbohydrate has 4 calories per gram, protein 4 calories per gram, fat 9 calories per gram, more than twice. That's the first point. Calories count. Calories can add up unsuspectingly fast. And for Gary Tobbs to say, people are getting overweight and obese, it's not because of the number of calories it consumed. It's not because they're not exercising and moving their bodies and leading an active physical lifestyle. It's because of insulin resistance. What is he talking about? Sedentary lifestyle does lead to insulin resistance. How many calories? Consuming more calories than you burn does lead to insulin. What is he talking about? I don't know. Dr. Oz, no pushback. None. Why? I have no clue. Calories count because all other factors contributing to weight gain being equal, meaning the type or quality of food, the amount of physical activity, stress levels, thyroid function, genetics, hormones, and so on, the chronic consumption of surplus calories is at the center, in my opinion, of putting on unwanted excess pounds and becoming overweight or obese. My God. What is he saying? It doesn't make any difference what kind of calories or how many calories you consume. It's a shipping and receiving problem. If you have a warehouse that's receiving more goods than it's shipping, the warehouse gets overstocked. If you have a body that's receiving more calories than it's shipping out or otherwise burning, it gets stored as fat. This is a basic fundamental principle. I don't know how you walk away from that and say, just ignore that, and let me just tell you, it's all about insulin resistance. And then not realizing that, you know what? If you're fat, you become insulin resistant. I was shaking my head. I said, this is a national talk show, syndicated talk show. Tens of millions of people watch it. And they're talking like, I don't know what, like first graders. Anybody who has a degree in, you don't even have to have a degree in nutrition. You don't have to be a medical doctor to know these things. Nevertheless, while what I just said may seem obvious, what is not so obvious to many people is how calories are related to food, energy, and weight gain and the principle of balancing calories. Obviously, this escapes Mr. Tobbs in his book, Why We Get Fat. The immediate cause of overweight and obesity, at its most fundamental, in my view, most fundamental biophysical level, the immediate cause of overweight and obesity is an imbalance between the amount of calories consumed from food and drink with the number of calories expended or otherwise burned as body fuel. If somebody has some way to make that go away, I'm all ears. 813-636-8255. Toll free, 877-897-8255. And I don't care what part of the planet you're on. If you can't send me an email to studio@letstalknutrition.com, I'll pay for the call. If you make an argument to tell me that it does, what I just said is not a principle that has merit and is not supported by the research, I'll pay for the call. The imbalance between the amount of calories consumed from food and drink with the number of calories expended or otherwise burned is the most immediate cause for overweight and obesity. Now, that being said, there is a constellation of nutritional, genetic, physiological, behavioral, psychosocial, and cultural societal reasons why the imbalance occurs, leading to humans becoming overweight or obese. And why, again, Dr. Oz did not, there are hundreds, thousands of studies showing that the combination of diet and exercise together, or otherwise managing calories, leads to weight loss. And if you lead a sedentary life and eat like a pig, you will get fat. The odds are very good, unless you got genes that come from some other, I don't know where. And there may be a few of those people. They can do whatever they want, never move, and never gain an ounce. I don't know who those two people are, but you get my point. I just got a humble little show here out of Tampa, Florida, and I know better than what those guys were talking about today. I'll be right back.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, they have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back at the halfway point of the first hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition today. A high-fat diet, is it healthy or unhealthy? I'll tell you my where I come down on this. A high-fat diet is clearly unhealthy. And when I get into the last segment, I'll give you a few examples. I'm referring today to an interview that Dr. Oz did, which I admire him for doing, by the way, with Gary Tobbs, the author of Why We Get Fat. And why, according to him, we get fat because of a plant, more of a plant-based diet, too many carbohydrates. Well, you know, all carbohydrates are not equal. There's a difference between eating refined processed carbohydrates and eating fruits and vegetables, for heaven's sake. Cookies, crackers, cakes, chips, cupcakes, and so on are galaxies away from a plant-based diet consisting of complex carbohydrates. Nevertheless, this business that the second argument that Gary Tobbs made, his first assertion was, The obesity epidemic, people gain weight, become overweight or obese, not because they're not exercising, and not because they're not eating a good diet, but because they're eating too many carbs and are suffering from insulin resistance. Hence, when you watch this interview, and you can go on, go to Google, type in the man who thinks Dr. Oz says. The man who thinks everything Dr. Oz says is wrong, just type that in or something similar to that, and you can watch the three-part interview. The second assertion Tobbs made was his second assertion was that it's all about insulin resistance. Well, I got a news bulletin for my man, and why Dr. Oz didn't mention this body of research is, again, I am clueless. He was woefully, there were two things I didn't like, and this is very rare for me to be critical of him. Two things. He was unprepared, and, he said something to that author that I thought was a little arrogant. He said, well, you're not a doctor. You know, I don't agree with Gary Tobbs, but, you don't have to be a doctor, an MD, to have ideas, opinions, have expertise. We have a lot of people on this earth that know a lot about health that are not MDs, for heaven's sake. So I did not like that comment by Dr. Oz. I thought it was pretty ideological in nature. Only doctors know, and arrogant. And if he could take that back, I think he would, because I don't find him to be that way, typically. But it was not a cool comment. Nevertheless, their conversation was relatively civil, it was professional, and it was done very nicely, for the most part. I am surprised when Dr. Oz sat there and the guy says, well, it's all about insulin resistance and that diet that you eat causes insulin resistance. Well, you know what? Let me just share with you. I have a few studies in front of me that talk about the relationship between a diet high in fat, saturated fatty acids, and insulin resistance, for heaven's sake. A diet high in saturated fat does promote insulin resistance. I'm looking at a review of the literature done in 2009 in the Journal of Medical Investigation, volume 56. It starts on page 88. And they talk about how insulin resistance is one of the pathophysiological features of obesity and type 2 diabetes. I talk about this all the time on the show. And you also hear me and Dr. Murray and others on the show talking about how insulin resistance is connected to low-grade inflammation. How does that happen? Well, it's low-grade inflammation relative to the white adipose tissue, the fat. And if you have an excess amount of fat, saturated fat being stored in white adipose tissue because of a lousy diet, eating a diet that's high in fat, high in refined processed carbohydrates, you store this fat in the adipocytes, and then they do they exhibit attenuated insulin signaling, they say in this one article, due to their production and the release of saturated fatty acids. The adipocytes recruit these white blood cells called macrophages, which initiate a pro-inflammatory response. And when you have pro-inflammatory factors and saturated fatty acids, they reported in this review of the literature, being pushed into the bloodstream from these white adipose tissues, you impair insulin signaling in the non-adipose tissues, and then you end up with insulin resistance. Why Dr. Oz didn't say, you know what, Mr. Tobbs, there are numerous studies that show that a diet high in saturated fat also promotes insulin resistance. No pushback at all on the part of Dr. Oz. His staff did not prepare him. And he's got a nationally syndicated show. For heaven's sake, there has to be somebody on that staff that said, look, I read the guys. Even if Dr. Oz didn't read the book, somebody must have had to read the book and say, these are his main arguments. This is how you respond to them. Boom, 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 and you're done. I did this morning, preparing a response to this guy Tobbs. It's unconscionable. You know, I vehemently disagree with him. Vehemently. I would never come on this show and say, you know what? It doesn't make any difference. You don't have to exercise. Number of calories you eat don't make a difference. Do whatever you want. It's about insulin resistance. And you're getting insulin resistance because you're eating too many fruits and vegetables. The only thing that Tobbs said, he says, eat the green ones. That's what my mother served up, he said. And Dr. Oz had to reach under the counter and put them up on top of the table. What about all the other colors? And Dr. Oz did make a good point about, you know, these fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants, rich in these nutrients that protect us from cancer, protect us from all kinds of diseases. And eating a diet, you know, it was funny. Dr. Oz went on Gary Tobbs' diet for one day. At the end of the day, he said, I was miserable. He said, I was miserable. I was constipated. It was funny watching him try to eat, you know, sausage, bacon, eggs, ham, salami, cheese, a big fat steak. If I ate like that every day, I wouldn't be doing the show. I'd be dead. I know it. Now, it's not just saturated fat. It's refined processed carbohydrates. It's both. It's not either or. It's both. Both contribute to insulin resistance. Tobbs is right. He's right in that regard. Insulin resistance is one of those metabolic, biochemical phenomena that happen in the body that contribute to
to weight gain. No question about that. He's right about that. He's wrong to say that it's only caused by refined carbohydrates. He's wrong. He's dead wrong. There's numerous studies. I got three or four of them right here in front of me, for goodness sake. Here's a title: Saturated Fats and Insulin Resistance. A researcher by the name of Funaki. Makoto Funaki. That's the review I'm referring to. Oh, get me all amped up. You know, I work hard on this show every day to try to promote the good thing, and then get this on national TV. This guy saying, eat all the pork you want, eat all the red meat you want, eat all the saturated fat. Doesn't make any difference. Have at it. Really. Seriously. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Healthy digestion is the key to feeling your best every day. And it begins with giving your body the tools it needs to function properly, like wholesome fiber and omega-3 oils. Organic triple fiber from Renew Life blends only 100% organic flaxseed, acacia, and gluten-free oats to provide the ideal blend of soluble and insoluble fiber that nature intended. Why is this so important? Because unlike psyllium-based products that can cause gas and bloating, this balanced fiber helps prevent discomfort while it absorbs and sweeps away the toxins that can build up in your intestines. Just as critical as absorbing toxins is making sure toxins have somewhere to go. The combination of flax, borage, and fish oil in Oil Smart helps to lubricate the bowel and ensure smooth and gentle elimination. So if getting your digestive tract back on track is your first priority, look for organic triple fiber and Oil Smart today in health food stores everywhere.
Grounded in the power of nature, Rainbow Light Certified Organics deliver whole food nutrition in a certified organic vegetarian multivitamin. Organic superfruits, vegetables, and herbs are enriched with research-based nutrients to help you reach a stronger state of health. Rainbow Light's certified organics are customized to strengthen your core systems at the cellular level for sustained energy, immunity, and longevity. Rainbow Light's certified organics multivitamins offer superior purity. As allergen safeguard formulas, they are gluten-free and contain no milk, eggs, fish, or shellfish, nuts, wheat, or soy. At Rainbow Light, their commitment to health extends to planetary wellness. With the introduction of their new EcoGuard bottles, they are the first nutritional supplement company to convert to 100% post-consumer recycled, 100% recyclable material, helping keep millions of bottles out of landfills and oceans. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health.
Life is complicated. Now there is a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids known for their benefits and safety of use for many years. GPC has been shown to support attention, memory, and other higher brain functions. PS is best known for its support of mood, memory, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help your brain attain optimal adaptability to life's challenges. The name says it all. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctors Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Is eating a high-fat diet healthy or unhealthy? My position? Unhealthy. In an article by Marie Goldstrand and Caroline Simberg, they talk about another study in Clinical Science by, and I'm going to annihilate this guy's name, Siniskaya, or something like that. He must be Russian, I guess. Well, they did an interesting little study, and It was an experiment with rodents, with rats, I guess, or mice, and it categorized them into groups of high fat and medium carbohydrate, high fat and low carbohydrate, and high fat and carbohydrate free, and then that was it. And what they found was the high fat diets containing carbohydrates were both obesogenic and diabetogenic, whereas the very high fat and carbohydrate free diet was not obesogenic, but led to insulin resistance and a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So you may not get fat on this, according to them, this very high fat and carbohydrate free diet. You won't be obesogenic, but you will have insulin resistance and you have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. What are you kidding me? Come on, man. Tell me that you're going to go on TV, write a book called, Why We Get Fat and promote the consumption of a diet that's high in saturated fat. No way. That's irresponsible. The American Heart Association, that's just one outfit. Let me see if I can put my finger on it here. They recommend no more than 30% of your calories from fat. And of that, only 7% should be from saturated fatty acids. And less than 1% should be from trans fatty acids. That diet that Gary Thompson is promoting, I mean, you got to have the lion's share of your calories coming from fat. And then it's also rich in protein. Hardly any fiber. The vegetables is a token serving. Token concept, in my opinion. Now, so those were just two of his assertions that he made. I've addressed both of them. Dr. Oz, in my opinion, I'm surprised. He should have pushed back on this guy. He could have used, I mean, he's got a big staff, and there's study after study to show that the number of calories that you consume and whether or not you exercise does make a difference in whether you gain weight or not. And number two, that insulin resistance is not only derived from eating a refined processed carbohydrate-based diet, but it's also can happen from eating a diet that's high in saturated fat. There are hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds of studies to support that. Okay. Now, what are some of the consequences in eating a diet high in fat? I don't have enough shows to get through all of it. Let me share a couple of things with you, just so you get the idea. And let me see if I can put my hands on, there's this one I want to talk about in puberty and during pregnancy. Okay, I'll start with these two. A high-fat diet during pregnancy. What are the consequences of that? You want to know what the consequences of that from this study published in the Journal of Physiology, June of this year, this month? A high-fat diet during pregnancy, may program a woman's baby for future diabetes, even if she herself is not obese or diabetic. This is a study out of the University of Illinois. And you got Tobbs, Gary Tobbs, going on TV saying, it's okay. Eat a high-fat diet. No problem. The baby isn't even born yet, and it's already a candidate for diabetes in the future. The mom hasn't even given birth. And you're telling me that doesn't make a difference? Quote, I'm quoting Dr. Pan in the study. We found that exposure to a high-fat diet before birth modifies gene expression in the livers of offspring, so they are more likely to overproduce glucose, which can cause early insulin resistance and diabetes, end quote. The high-fat diet that caused these changes was a typical Western diet that contained 45% fat, which is not at all unusual, Dr. Pan said. My God. Dr. Oz could have said that. So what are you talking about? I would have looked at the guy and said, it's irresponsible for you to come on national TV and promote this book. And I would have cited this study. He could have cited one after another. Now, what's another consequence of a high-fat diet? Let's see if I can put my hands on it. I got quite a few. quite a few in front of me. I was looking for the ones, how about this one? High-fat diet during puberty. This is the one I was looking for. During puberty is linked to breast cancer later in life. I'll quote them. Girls eating a high-fat diet during puberty, even those who did not become overweight or obese, may be at greater risk of developing breast cancer later in life. This is a study that comes out of Michigan State University. This was done last year, September. I mean, and this is not even a scratch on, this is a pin mark on the surface. There is study after study after study showing that a diet high in saturated fat is deleterious to a person's health. And if you have a diet that's constituted primarily of saturated fat and protein and very few plants in the diet, vegetables and fruit, here's a headline on another study. Long-term high-fat diet alters mice brains. Brains changes may contribute to cycles of weight gain. This was an experiment. Quoting the authors of this study, our data show that chronic consumption of high-fat diet leads to significant changes in brain chemistry, end quote. High-fat diet could promote development of Alzheimer's disease. Another study in the Neurobiology of Aging journal. Study, fatty food can weaken the immune system. Yet another study. Link between high-fat diet and type 2 diabetes. Yet another study. And I haven't even gotten to the cancer. A diet high in saturated fat, and it's linked to cancer. And you got a guy, he writes the book, Why We Get Fat. Why We Get Fat. Okay. He's saying we get fat because we don't eat diets that are high in saturated fat. That's what he's saying. Can't make that up. It's sort of like the inmates running the ward. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Really, and I have a sense of humor about things, but this does make me a bit agitated because I think it's irresponsible to say those kinds of things on TV. It's entitled to his opinion, but we're entitled to disagree. Don't eat a diet high in saturated fat. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you in the second hour.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, they have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's TakeSOLUS.com.